In the book of Isaiah, chapter 12 and verse 2, the Bible says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation." Let's pray. Father, now for the remainder of the service, as we open the Word of God, as we talk about what it is to trust in you, I pray that, Holy Spirit, that you would meet with us. And I pray, Holy Spirit, if there's one here that doesn't know Christ and their Savior, that not only can "In God We Trust" be the motto of their country, but it can be the motto of their life as they make that decision today to receive Christ. Bless the next few minutes. Help us to uplift Jesus. For it's in His name we pray. Amen. The choir has reminded us that America is a nation that was founded and built by men and women that trusted in God. The song that we sang at the beginning, at the end, said, "In God we trust. He is our fortress. In God we trust. His strength is sure. His mighty hand will ever guide us." This is our motto: "In God we trust." Now, I acknowledge this morning, and I think all of you do, that "In God we trust" is more than just a motto. It's more than just a little four-word phrase that we have on our money. It's more than a saying that we have inscribed on many of our public buildings. And I can't wait till the atheists come to the point, and those that want to get God out of our country want to start saying that we've got to take it off the buildings. I just can't wait until they bring that up. That's coming, just like they want to take it off the money, just like they want to take "Under God" out of the pledge. But as we mentioned in one of the readings, that Frenchman that came to America in search of America's greatness, he didn't find that greatness. He didn't find that strength. He didn't find the secret to America's success in the different places that he looked. Remember what he said? He said, "It wasn't until I went into the churches of America and I heard the pulpits ablaze with righteousness that I find the secret to America's greatness." And he said this: "America will be great as long as it continues to be good. And if America ever ceases to be good, it will cease to be great." When we say as a nation, "In God we trust," we are sharing and reminding ourselves and anybody that wants to listen that trust in God is the secret to everything that we hold dear in America. And when we say "In God we trust," what we are saying is there are other things that even though we enjoy, we do not put our trust in. For example, when we say "In God we trust," what we're saying is we are not trusting our natural resources and wealth that exist in America. And by the way, God has certainly blessed our nation with natural resources. From the coal fields in Pennsylvania to the gold fields in California. From the oil fields in Texas and Alaska to the copper fields in Michigan. The rich farmland that exists across the plains. The mighty forests from which we built our homes and businesses. The waterways that have provided us transportation throughout our history and provided power as we progressed. God has blessed us with an abundance of natural resources. From the apples in Washington to the potatoes in Idaho, the peaches in Georgia, the cherries in Michigan, and the pineapples in Hawaii. We sing about it, those amber waves of grain, those purple mountains' majesty, from sea to shining sea. God has abundantly blessed America. America is the richest nation that's ever existed. Our citizens throughout its history have enjoyed economic privilege that the world envies. But our trust has not been and should not be in the natural resources or the wealth that God has given us. I say like Job said in the first couple chapters of the book that bears his name, "The Lord gave and the Lord hath or can take away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In God we trust." We don't trust our natural resources or the wealth. Second thing we're saying when we say "In God we trust" is that we are not trusting our military might. God has certainly blessed America throughout her history with a strong armed forces. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, and other services that fight to defend our country, both on an active basis and in the reserves. And we can look back with pride, and we can look today with pride to the men and women who have fought and who fight for our country to defend our freedom, to defend our way of life, to defend the principles on which we were built. We've never lost a war. Now, there have been a couple that we didn't win, but that's because we didn't fight to win. But we've never lost a war that we set out to win. We've always accomplished the mission. We've done it with determination, daring, and dedication. And I salute this morning every man and every woman who has ever put on the uniform of the United States of America, picked up a weapon, put their life in harm's way, and fought for the United States of America. I think we should give them a hand. But I would tell you this morning that our trust is not in our military might. In the book of Psalms, chapter 44, verse 6, David said this, "For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. In God we trust." We don't trust our natural resources or our wealth. We don't trust our military might. Number three, we're not trusting our leaders. God has certainly blessed America with some wonderful leaders. You go back to the very beginning. Just mention men like Washington and Jefferson and Franklin and the Adams brothers and many, many others that I could mention this morning. And then down through time, Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln, the Roosevelts, Eisenhower, Douglas MacArthur, and the list could go on. And I could name hundreds of names that most people in this room would recognize their name and would recognize the part that they've played in American history. And God has raised up those leaders for their times. And they have provided in their times that God has raised them up leadership and example and encouragement. Just what we needed as a nation when we needed it. But our trust has not been in our leaders. In Psalm chapter 118, the Bible says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. In God we trust." And I could go on and I could mention many other things this morning that we're not trusting. We are not trusting things that we have made. We are not even trusting our form of government. We are not trusting the different things that exist in this country that we enjoy. Yes, we enjoy. But those things are not the secret, are not the foundation, are not the basis for the freedom and for that we enjoy in this country. The basis and the foundation for all of that is the trust in God that we've had as a people since our beginning. The thing that's been true in America down through the ages also needs to be true in the life of individuals. It needs to be true in the life of every individual that's here today. Because you see, as an individual, you need to follow the example of America. And you need to say, and I need to say, I will trust in God. In God will I trust. I will not trust my heritage. I thank God for godly grandparents. Three of my four grandparents were saved. They were active church members. They had daily devotions. I sat in their homes with my grandpa and grandma on my mother's side and my grandma on my dad's side. And every time I was in their home, I joined them in their family, in their devotions. We read the Bible together. We prayed together. I'm not talking about just on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Every day they went into the Word of God. They were not afraid to talk to their children about God. They were not afraid to talk to their grandchildren about God. I'm saved today because I had a grandma that pointed her finger in my face and told me that I was a sinner headed for hell and that she loved me and wanted me to be saved. I'm grateful that God gave me those kind of grandparents that told me Bible stories from the time I can remember, that sang Bible songs with me. I thank God for Christian parents that took us to church, took my brothers and I at a church. Parents that had a set of rules. And parents that didn't worry that they were going to warp our personality and our development when they punished us for breaking those rules. They loved us enough to do that. I thank God for Christian aunts and uncles. I have a wonderful heritage, as many of you do this morning. You had grandparents and parents and brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles that loved God, that pointed you to God. But I want to tell you something this morning. We, none of us, that one single person is going to get into heaven someday because grandpa and grandma are there. We're not going to get into heaven someday because mom and dad are going there someday. We're not going to get into heaven because we have aunts and uncles and cousins that walk the golden street and have a mansion. We are not going to get into heaven because of our heritage. We're going to get into heaven when we say, in Jesus Christ, I trust. He said, He is the way. No man cometh to the Father but by Him. And this morning you need to say that. I will trust Jesus. Don't trust your heritage. I will not trust my wisdom. I thank God for education. I thank God that I had the opportunity to go to college and graduate school. I thank God for the things that I get to go to now where I learn stuff. I even thank God for being able to live in a country where we have books freely available to us. And we have the internet. There's a lot of wickedness on the internet, but there's also some really good stuff on there that you can go and you can read and you can learn. Every single person in this room, every single person has the opportunity to learn something new every single day. I thank God for the opportunity to use that education. But I want to remind you about something this morning. My education, my experience, my wisdom, the little bit that I have, will not get me into heaven, and neither will yours. You can have all sorts of degrees after your name. You could have attended 18 different colleges. You could be a doctor, a professor. I don't care how much education you have this morning. It is not how much you know or how much wisdom that you have that opens the gates of heaven to you. Jesus said, I am the truth. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Don't trust those diplomas that are hanging on your wall. Don't trust the wisdom that you might have this morning. Thank God for it and use it. But don't trust that for your eternity. There's only one way to go into heaven, and that's to trust in God, to trust in Jesus. And then number three, I will not trust my works. I thank God for all the opportunities that He gives to every single one of us to love other people, to share with other people, to be kind to other people, to help other people, to encourage other people. But my works are not going to make me right with God. The Bible says, not by works, lest any man should boast. Jesus said, I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. As we sang about our country this morning, as we look forward to just in a few days, where we will commemorate that second anniversary where we were attacked on our shores. The president is even speaking tonight about our resolve in fighting the battle in Iraq. And as we think about the example that our forefathers and our foremothers have been to us, as they have been a people that in all sorts of circumstances, in all sorts of different times, have said, we are going to trust in God. I would submit to you that every single individual here this morning needs to do that same thing. You need to trust in God. You need to have a personal relationship with the God that we sang about this morning. You need to know for sure that He's yours. You need to know for sure that you've received Him, as the Bible says. John chapter 1, verse 11, the Bible says, to as many as received Him, Jesus, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. I want to ask you this morning, what are you trusting? What are you trusting? What's the foundation? What's the basis for your life? Thank God if you got a good heritage. But you can't depend on mom and dad or grandpa and grandma for eternity. Thank God you got a good education. But you can't depend on your education and your wisdom to get you a mansion in heaven. Thank God that He gives us the opportunity to help other people. But it's not by works. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Will you trust Him this morning? If you're here and you've never received Jesus as your Savior, would you trust Him? Say, well, Brother Darrell, I know what the word trust means, but what does it mean to trust Jesus as my Savior? Very simply, it means you'll say, as the Bible says, I'm a sinner. I've not measured up to God's standard. God's standard is Jesus. Don't compare yourself to me. You'll find that you're better than I am in many different areas. Compare yourself to the Son of God. And you'll find as you compare yourself to Jesus, you fall short. The Bible says there's a penalty for that sin, and that penalty is separation from God. But that when Jesus went to the cross, He took all my sin upon Himself, He took all your sin upon Himself, and He paid the penalty for our sin. And if we'd simply believe that, if we'd say, and we would go to God and say, God, I am depending on what Jesus did for me on Calvary and nothing else to make me right with You. That's what it means to trust God. That's what it means to trust Jesus. It's not something you have to feel, although you might feel something after it's over. It's something you have to will. It's something you have to do. It's a decision that you make with your mind. You say, I'm going to trust Jesus. I'm glad I got a nice mom and dad, but I'm not going to trust them. I'm glad I got a good education, but I'm not going to trust that. I'm glad I can help other people, but I'm not going to trust what I can do. I'm going to trust what Jesus did on Calvary for me. And that's the only thing I'm going to trust. And if you're here today and have never made that decision, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Now is the time that you need to make that decision. You say, well, I don't feel nothing. You don't have to feel nothing. You have to decide. A conscious decision of your will. I am going to trust Jesus. I am going to trust what He did for me on Calvary. I'm not going to add anything to it. I'm not going to take anything away from it. I'm going to just simply trust like God told me to do. Trust Jesus. And this morning, if you've never made that decision, in just a moment, we're going to stand and we're going to sing a song. We call it an invitation song because during that song, we invite you to trust Jesus. We invite you to make that decision to receive Him. And if you've never done it, I'd invite you to do it. If you don't know how to do it, just walk out in the aisle. I'll have somebody take the Bible, show you from the Bible what it is to ask Jesus to be your Savior. Let's pray together. Father, thank You. Wonderful morning as we've been reminded about our great country and what made it great. And Father, what an example it serves to each one of us. How we too need to trust in You. How we too need to build our life and have as its foundation, as its basis, a trust in God. And Father, I know that all starts by trusting Jesus. And I pray this morning for every man, woman, boy, girl who's ever here that's never received Christ, I pray this morning would be the morning that they make that decision and they ask Jesus to be their Savior. I pray for the many Christians that are here, Father. I pray that if You've spoken to them about something, maybe about baptism, maybe about church membership, maybe about something else, that they too would respond and listen to the Holy Spirit as He speaks. I just pray, Holy Spirit, that You'd work in a special way in this time of invitation. Speak to those, first of all, that are lost, and speak to Christians. Help us to listen. Help us to be obedient. Help us to do exactly what You tell us to do. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.